there be an animosity? That grows out of this decision to exit the European Union? Will it possibly start out small and get bigger, fester over time? Will it lead to some ongoing struggles between UK, Britain, and other members of the European Union? Will the European Union member nations decided they're going to really, really tighten the belt when it comes to looking closely at any other members of the union who say, hey, we'd like to join? Will they look at rules for exiting the European Union and try to make it more difficult for anyone who is currently a member to exit in the future? Just some thoughts that I had. I'm sharing those thoughts, those questions with you. What do you think? Back to my general question now. How do you think this is all going to play out? Well, let's keep our eyes and our ears open. Power Friday, we are resuming our look at exercise and memory. Now, here is your pop quiz for today. When I was talking about Medical News Today's information sharing with us about exercise and memory and how exercise can boost our ability to remember and recall. Who remembers the time frame? How much time did we say really helps to allow to lapse before we exercise, after completing a learning task, something where you have to learn? I mean, you're not just looking at words, boom, you put the book down or whatever. There's a task that you actually have to learn. And after you have learned that information, you exercise. And in order to receive a tremendous benefit from that exercise, there was a certain length of time that needed to be allowed to lapse, expire, to go by before you exercised in order to have the greatest benefit of recall, of memory. What was that time period? You learned the task. Do you recall the information better if you exercise immediately after learning the task? 15 minutes after learning the task? 30 minutes after learning the task, 1 hour after learning the task, or 4 hours after learning the task? As those of you who weren't with us when we discussed this previously, this is a really fresh quiz for you. You've learned a task, and let me just share with you what I shared with everyone earlier when we first discussed this. This is a real deal learning task that some people involved in the study actually engaged in. 72 people, they completed a 40-minute task in which they were required to view 90 pictures and learn the associated locations. 90 pictures and associated locations, and they have 40 minutes to complete that task. Now, after having completed that learning task, they exercised. How much time lapsed before they exercised? The time between the completion of the learning task and the exercise. Learning task completed, exercise begun. How much time in between those 2 points lapsed in order for them to get the best gain? All right, now I'm giving you 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 1 hour, or 4 hours. Is one of those four? Which of the four? That makes it a little easier for those of you who were with us when we talked about this previously, because it's multiple choice. And you may have heard something that kind of jogged your memory. All right. Here's the way it shakes out. The people went in there. They did their thing. And when they did their exercise, everything was kept equal. You had two exercise groups. Let me see if I can narrow down the clues for you so that those of you who weren't with us can say, oh, okay, I think I know the answer now. You had three groups, one group who didn't exercise at all. Now, the other two, the remaining two groups, they did exercise. One group exercised immediately after the learning task. The other group exercised 4 hours after the learning task. All right, so we've narrowed it down. In the study, we had a group who exercised immediately after. I gave you immediately after as a choice. You had another group who exercised 4 hours after the learning task. I gave you 4 hours as a choice. Okay, so we can rule out the rest of them. 30 minutes, 1 hour, they're gone. Immediately after, 4 hours after. Which of those groups do you think did better with the memory recall? Well, here's the way it shook out. All the participants underwent a memory recall test 2 days later, which assessed how much information they retained from the learning task. They also underwent functional magnetic resonance imaging, fMRI, functional MRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, which measured brain activity during the memory recall. Now keep that in mind. The fMRI was not put into play while they were learning the task. The fMRI, the functional magnetic resonance imaging, was put into play during memory recall. So, do you think you have it now? How did it shake out? Who remembered better? Remember now, this came 2 days after the learning task had been completed. Well, compare it with the participants who exercised immediately after the learning task, and compare it with the participants who didn't exercise at all. The people who exercised 4 hours after the learning task were found to have better memory recall after 2 days. Now, let me just clarify now the steps. A learning task was completed. Immediately after the learning task was completed, some people exercised. Some people exercised 4 hours after the learning task was completed. And then 2 days after both the learning task and the exercise had been completed, the memory recall exercise was put into play. Who did better? Those who exercised immediately after the task or those who exercised 4 hours later?